Yes, it's going.
Oh, good.
It's going. Is it on? Is it
going.
On? Is it on?
On?
Is the lens cap off?
Well, welcome to the Poofcast. We are doing we're doing our first OB.
Our first OB, our first outside broadcast.
We're outside the man house, or formerly dungeon warehouse.
Dungeon warehouse.
What?
Nothing. No, we'll just cut that in from last time.
We'll fix it in post. In fact, can we just record the whole thing in post? Can we just do it in post?
All right, let's go home.
So we've come here today to explore the leather scene a little bit more. If you've been listening to the podcast recent episodes, you'll know that our interest has been piqued by going to a leather night at the Laird, which is just around the corner, of course. So we've come here today to gear up, basically, to get some equipment to help us explore the leather scene a little bit.
We can really fit in when we go to those leather nights.
Do they do affordable gear? Like, I don't have much.
I don't know. Money. I don't know. Well, should we go in? Let's just see.
We might just have to get one extra large sling between us.
Yeah. And we have it on a rotating basis.
Well, I'm going to have to get it let out when I'm borrowing it.
All right, well, let's go and see.
We're going in. It's very exciting.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Talk poofy to me.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Very well yourselves.
Excellent. We're talking Poofy, Toby, Adam, Scott. How's it going?
Very well. Very well yourself.
Right. Awesome.
Awesome.
We've come to buy some leather if possible.
Some leather. What type of thing did you have in mind, Adam?
Well we don't really know. That's the thing.
We're total virgins when it comes to this.
All we know is we went to a night at the Laird a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were stuck in the front bar while all these...
Code black.
I guess that was it.
Right.
And heaps of hot guys were showing up and just taking off like their chinos. And
had this sort of
gear going in, and so we want a piece of it, but we really don't.
We don't know.
We
where
really
to start.
Don't know.
We don't know.
We
really
know what
don't
we're
know.
Meant to do.
All right. Well, we're supposed to try a few things on.
Oh my god!
I'm a triple extra large.
Is it
being generous? All right, I'm a 4X.
So you know, you've got shorts, you've got chaps, you've got vests, you've got shirts, you've got jocks, you've got all sorts of stuff. Got the
I like the idea of jocks. Can I wear them on my head like I'm really drunk?
You can wear them anywhere you like.
You've got gas masks.
That's for Doctor Who porn, if you want to be the little kid that turns into the gas mask creature.
Okay, sure.
Nerdy. Are you my mummy?
Well,
what a great smell this shop has.
I know.
Yeah, it's terrific. It's better than a new car.
Yeah. Been a leather store for 130 years.
Really?
So this was actually a leather...
Actually a leather shop for 130 years.
Oh, like not kind of...
Not
like,
this kinky like,
Not
stuff.
This kind of stuff.
Sort of, you know, handbags and purses and...
So Ned Kelly wasn't coming in getting his crotchless jocks.
Because there's been a history of leather in this area, hasn't there? Like, you know,
many
tanneries
years.
And stuff.
Yeah. And this guy had a tannery across the road.
Oh.
And this was their retail outlet.
No wonder it smells so hot.
So it's sort of got a lot of history.
He'd be wanking in his grave.
Well, let's get it out.
Right, now this looks about all I can afford.
Yes.
This little bit of tat
it's
here.
It's tiny.
Now, how much is that?
How much is a little... It's a wristy band.
Well, there's a little wristy
band. Oh, no, it's just a wrist band. I thought it was a wristy band.
That's 25. What the fuck is... This is $60.
Yeah, it's a leather armband going out for half price, over 30.
So where do you put that on? Which bit of your arm? My arm's
bigger than that.
And do the different colours mean things?
Different colours represent all sorts of things. How about I give you a little colour code?
What am I?
Take us through the colour code.
I'm assuming yellow is wee.
is that why you're
It would make sense, wouldn't it? Yellow for yellow to be wee.
I'm going to pick blue because I'm wearing a blue check.
I'm going to go for... I'm going to try red, and I suspect that... I'm going to... Yeah, the red one. I suspect that's going to mean I'm into something really, really fierce.
I think it's fisting.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with your basic black, because yellow, I don't want to look like I'm out for Richmond. Maybe I got white because I'm a Collingwood supporter.
Gotta put that there.
Yeah, good idea.
Pointing
I love the way that you're more scared of being a Richmond supporter than it being wee.
Oh, what am I being weed on?
Yeah, right.
As long as it's hygienic.
What am I pointing at?
This is really... How do you get through it? This is really complicated.
This all goes back to, like, the 70s when people went to the bars and clubs but would never really be open.
Right.
So they had the bandana in their back pocket with their top or bottom and then what they were into.
Right.
So what have I ended up with? I've got my blue on my left.
Dark blue.
Anal sex top. Anal sex bottom.
Yeah.
Present.
Well, I've got the choice, because I picked red, I've got the choice of fister or fisty.
Well, you're not much of a fister, are you?
No.
You're a power bottom.
Well, yeah. So does Red do both fister and fister?
Well, depending on whether it's one on left or right.
Oh, I see.
Some
I see.
I've chosen white, I'm just into wanking.
One on left. I am a wanker. Oh, okay, so everything left is top and everything right is bottom.
Right, oh, that's confusing.
There you go. Jesus, I would put L and R on my shoes. I don't want to get that wrong. That will end up.
I love the way that 69er is Robin's egg blue.
What about spanking fuchsia?
Fuchsia.
Oh, 2 tons of fun. It's apricot.
Apricot.
Oh, wow.
Chubby chaser.
I think I know someone who had a lounge room in the 80s that was into that.
I've got a question here. It says that olive is uniform top. Surely you're already wearing the uniform.
So, you know, police uniform, army uniform, or navy uniform.
Right.
Any type of uniform.
But aren't you wearing the uniform already, if you're that into it?
But you might.
Or you might be into...
You might be a top for people who you want to pull their uniform pants down.
Oh, right. Fuck, this is so difficult. Like... I make my husband program the video. I've got no hope of getting away with this.
Yeah. It is quite difficult, isn't it?
How much is the... this is like a bridal registry, isn't it? How much is the robot fucking machine?
This machine starts at $2,100.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't want to skimp, would you?
But it's the best I've ever set on the market.
Can we see a demonstration?
Can you turn it on?
We can, but you'll have to give me five minutes.
Yeah. I've seen it in action, and it's terrifying.
It goes anywhere from like 5 mils up to... Like
caramba. Yeah.
And it can go up and down and back and forth and side to side and around the circle.
Really?
So basically it's just a really horny Dalek.
And next week we're getting a flashlight adapter.
A flashlight adapter?
Yeah, so
wow.
You'll either put your flashlight on here and just stand there and the machine will do it all for
we'll
you.
We'll suck you off.
Hot.
How many entries can you get to Club 80 for 2,000 American?
Yeah, but you don't have to deal with, like, you know, the weird smell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you don't have to deal with the people attached to the attachment, if you know what I mean.
You could do your taxes while you're into that.
Well, it's voice controlled as well.
Really? Harder! No, not that hard!
This will do it.
And then so you program a safety word.
Oh, my God. So that machine is officially smarter than half of the guys I've slept with.
All right. Well, we've got our wristbands
on.
We've got our wristies.
Mine's not going to go around my arm.
We've got the fucking machine on lay-by.
Oh, look, it's Scott's cupboard. Oh, I'm standing on the table.
These are Dan Murphy's.
Dan Murphy of ammo.
Oh, my God, the wall of ammo. Okay, good. All right. So what have we got here?
Oh, my God. This is the new latest thing, obviously. Metal butt plugs.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, you don't want to be out in a lightning storm with that in there.
Oh my God, you'd want to have your tetanus shots beforehand, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
That is terrible.
All right, so this cupboard has got the metal butt plugs.
The ammo.
The aroma.
The video head cleaner. Mm-hmm. Because we know poofters love to hold on to old technology.
That's right.
Some stainless steel anal balls.
Yeah.
Right, going from the Bieber to the Birchmore on the end there. some
latex body paint.
Yep.
What is this thing over here?
What's going on here? What's
the weird sheath
what's
and the
this?
Yes. So basically, you put your cock through the end there and stick the other part up your ass.
Stick
your cock through where?
That
so when you
was
crack
my
a fat,
in
you pulls it out. How does that?
Where does it? What's
you put your doodle
so
in
you
there?
Put your cock through here,
through the front
your balls
hole
through the hole there.
You put your ball through there.
Yeah. It's real stretchy. Then you sit on there.
And then you put that up your pooper.
Wow, that's over egging the pudding. That's a bit much.
That's what happened. That's what Molly had on when he was halfway up the ladder.
Oh really?
That's why I ended up down the bottom.
The best thing.
Johnny Seymour. That's his sauna disc.
Is the sauna mixtape?
I've got that. It's really good.
Is it?
Oh my God! What is on it? Like
it just sounds like you're a 80.
Right.
Does it cost like $110 if you buy it from here?
Bucks,
oh, okay.
Are there moans in the background? Yeah. They mix them in.
What is that? This looks like a wine saver.
They're twist and suck.
So what does that
new
do?
New nipple toys. So you put them on your nipples and twist it.
And they pulls your boobs out.
Absolutely.
And so are you meant to wear that while you're having sex?
No.
Or
that's just for at home.
Just
when
to
you
get them erect.
Oh, wow. You do a bit of Hollywood log, and then you walk out.
Yeah. I kind of don't really need any help with that, actually.
With the nipples.
Yeah, getting them down, that's the trouble.
Look, this whole shelf could come from Super Cheap Auto. Look at all of this little clothes.
It's a lot of plugs and pegs.
A lot of pegs.
These are all nipples.
This is a whole nipple.
Okay, this is a stupid question. Mm-hmm. What am I wearing during sex and what is...
Oh, you can wear these during sex because, like, you pull on the little chain thing.
And it pulls you out of it, and you might
flush.
Okay, well, look, there's a dog lead.
We've got dog leads.
Finally, we can keep Scott where we know, so we know where he is at all times.
No, you're going to need one of those toddler harnesses for me. Dog lead's not enough.
Now, that looks like some sort of...
handcuffs?
Is that a cock ring for a juggler?
That's for magicians.
Horse bridle.
Oh, it's a horse bridle.
Yeah. Oh, if you're doing the horseplay thing.
Use them to make harnesses.
Have you got... I saw this in Folsom Street this year. Like the dog heads?
No dog heads here.
Oh, okay. No. Never mind.
Because the dog thing's big now, isn't it?
The puppy play.
Yes.
Puppy play's huge.
Oh.
A lot of people in Melbourne in the puppy play, but it's sort of underground a little bit.
Right.
So there's no, like, puppy play nights?
No.
No.
You don't meet at a park.
No.
You know, I went to Supernova, you know, where other people dress up as science fiction stuff. And someone came as Pedo Bear and was sent home.
Oh, really?
So they've got some standards, the nerds.
Right, there's some chains, right, there's so some industrial plastic. Nice kind
of we've got bondage tape, which I think is just gaffer, is it?
There's gaffer tape there as well.
What did I say? It's just Bunnings with more cocks. Yeah. What did I say?
That's a paddly strap thing.
I'm just trying to figure out whether it would hurt.
Yeah, it would. Here, I'll hit you with it. Bend over.
Ooh. You ready?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you've got pants on.
Yeah.
Take your pants off and I'll do it.
There would be a sting there. take my pants off, everyone will die. So I don't feel like any of this is appropriate for Code Black. I think this is a bit much.
No, if you were having your own Code Black at home, you would need this plastic wrap to put on the floor. This is a bit further along.
Next week at the lead is a bit full on. Oh, now.
And the faithful old fleshlights are just.
Now, the fleshlights.
I was just going to say I've read about these Tenga things. Mm-hmm. These are little machines that you put your dick in and it wanks you.
Disposable.
Also, like you can be at the cricket and you just right.
You chuck it away.
So what? And you.
All lubed up, ready to go.
Oh my god! Because I remember there used to be a guy who came, and I worked at Club X. There was a guy who came into the shop and would go and watch a video in a booth, and he would leave behind a weird hollowed out milk carton.
Oh, Tenga. Tenga. What even happened?
Treating himself to a latte, you know. I'm not sure.
Who knows? Now, this is obviously the world of...
Now, obviously, with that fearsome display of anal atrocities, that's what you need this huge shelf of lube for.
Yes. Wow. And the housewife's favourite, the Crisco.
The Crisco.
Crisco.
There you go.
It's quite fattening, though, isn't it?
Crisco. I don't think... Can you absorb fat through the anus? I didn't think that was possible.
All right, look, this is all well and good, but it's not getting us dressed.
It's not getting us dressed, so we need
to go to the clothing department. For the next Code Black.
Well, I'm going to take my...
So we've got some...
Can you hold my thing?
Sure.
All
right. Well, yes, we've got some lovely... latex G-strings, which are kind of... Oh, I like these ones. They're nice.
Do they get hot?
Very hot and sticky.
Oh, not so dry. Do you have to powder?
Really?
Powder up.
Bit of powder.
Do they come with instructions for that? Because that's the sort of mistake I would make.
It's a trap for young players.
Yeah. Really, I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't think about that. And I put that on.
Oh, you chafe to buggery?
Well, one would hope buggery was involved at some point.
Indeed, yes. You'd chafe up to buggery.
Up to buggery.
Up to and possibly including.
All right, so that's...
They're for harnesses going down to a cock ring.
Harness involves a cock ring.
Some do, yeah.
Oh.
I always wondered what went on when it went into the trouser.
Wondered what went into the trouser.
Into the trouser. So, look, obviously, if we were shopping for a wedding, say, we would...
Do you have a registry?
You would start with basics and build up. Do you know what I mean? You'd start with maybe the shoes or the fundamentals, right? And then you'd build up around that. So where do we start?
You'd build up to kind of earrings, handbag, all that kind
all
of stuff.
Yes.
Cock extender.
But less is best.
Less is best.
So
well, I guess the less you have to take off to get into it.
So what's where do we begin? What's the basic?
What should we start
the basic
with? Should we just start with an armband?
I'm signed up with my
with your blue
with
thing.
My blue
that hasn't
top.
Even like it's
you signed up with your floppy armband. It's not quite.
Have you got a bicep extender?
You haven't got enough arm for the armband.
I haven't got enough arm. Jesus shit. No wonder twinks don't get into this shit.
Now this is
the chap.
The classic chap.
All made here in Sydney.
Okay. All right.
Is that just one length?
It goes like that.
Oh, it zips up in the middle.
And how much is a chap? Like, how much are we looking at here? That's $550.
This is a very expensive hobby.
Indeed.
Isn't it, though?
A friend of mine said it's basically drag without the colour scheme.
Well, I'm going to start with a vest, I think.
You're going to go vest?
I'm going to start with a vest. And build out from there.
So what do you think, Tony? Just a plain vest?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not a flashy person by nature, so...
Yeah, you're very conservative.
I'm conservative.
Let's try this one.
Okay, all right.
Oh, here you go.
You take that. Oops. Oh, gosh. Might have gone a size too small. Oh, okay. There you go.
Is it meant to do up or it's meant to be...
No, it's just meant to...
It's on the nipple line.
Feels a little
small
across the shoulders.
I didn't realise it's meant to sit on the nipple line.
Does it?
That looks quite hot.
That looks quite hot. I'm not sure about that lovely checkered, chomp shirt that you've got underneath. It's not very leather.
It's not meant to be with chambray. Not so much. Okay.
You've just butched up about 86%.
Have I really? Have you got a mirror?
Where do you look in the mirror? Is there a mirror in here?
Hang on.
There's some medical things in there that are frightening me.
Maybe take the shirt off, Toby. Try it with a t-shirt, I think.
We've got to go and get the reaction when he sees himself in the mirror.
Oh. What do you think?
Well, that's all right. That's okay. That's a good place to start.
Do you want to go in and change into just the t-shirt?
You go on. Take the shirt off.
Let's see you in the t-shirt.
All right.
It's very exciting. Oh my god, even the curtains are leather.
Oh my god, there are leather curtains to the change rooms. That's fantastic.
It's heaven.
I think actually, while Toby's doing that, I think I've seen something. Oh, it doesn't
because
matter.
It's glamorous.
We want the. I think I've seen something that I want to try on, Adam.
What are you going to try on?
Well, I'm thinking this kind of action here.
That's a wrestling suit.
It's like a wrestling suit, but it looks like it's made out of like
wetsuit material.
Wetsuit material.
Is it so you can weigh yourself and pretend you're at sea?
Exactly. Ah, here we go.
Oh, Toby.
I cannot believe how much a single leather vest has butched you up, Solomon.
Yeah, really? How much is the vest?
About $190.
Oh.
Well, that's reasonable.
That's what I'd pay for a pair of good leather shoes.
Yes.
There you go. Oh, look, it's got...
And the shoes probably wouldn't get you late. Oh, yes, you've got little pockets in there. That's handy.
You can keep your smokes, and you can keep your holidays and your...
And what would you keep over here? A dildo.
Yes.
Some condoms.
I can keep my anal extender there.
Your anal extender.
My disposable masturbator just in there.
Anal extender just sounds like the worst kitchen helper ever.
What were you looking at, Scott?
I was looking at this.
He wants the neoprene.
I'm going to try on the neoprene wrestling outfit.
Now, I hope you're wearing underpants because
Yes, I am. What's a good size for me?
Actually, let's try medium. So here you go.
All right, what about how small is the small?
You put on quite a lot of weight since you've hooked up with that.
Get her. How big is the small?
I'm going to go with that.
How big is the small? That's like my mother when she used to say, I'll have an L for L McPherson, please.
All right, I'm going to try this on.
Go and try on your wrestling singlet.
Yeah,
right.
Just to see.
If that doesn't fit, does it come in slut?
Tight fit.
All right.
Just wondering.
Let's put it on her so when she comes out, it's a surprise.
Okay.
For everyone.
This is just like Pretty Woman, right? This is what happened in Pretty Woman. You see? Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Let's have it.
Bring it on, Leon. You are fat.
Look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen, agony uncle Scott Brennan.
Oh my god.
It's like someone's wrapped Russell Gilbert in the fridge for later. Oh my lord. Oh my stars. Is it comfortable, Scott, or was it a bit tight?
It was a little tight.
Little tight. You're going to try the larger size.
So do you want the really extra large small?
On the grande.
Now, you know what I'm finding in weird... all the leather is terribly expensive, but they've got cans of soft drink for only $1.
There you go.
I'm coming here for all my soft drink needs.
So if you need a sugar hit, it'll work out to be a good budget in the end.
Yes.
Oh my God, do you know what my first thought was when I saw myself in that?
What?
Oh, that glad rope's not keeping that cape very fresh. So I think that had already gone off before it had been put in the Tupperware.
All right, so take two. The wrestling singlet's not working.
Right.
That's clearly not my
look. Oh, do I want a pair of nasty pig underpants?
Nasty
They're
very colourful.
Pig. Or do I just want these ones? I'll get these. These
can be narrow band or wide band?
I don't know. Are these narrow bands?
Are you going to try this on now?
I'm behind you. They're the orange ones. Or do you want the royal blue ones?
I'll go with the
wide band.
Yeah, I probably not. Might need that support. I'll put that down.
Adam, get a coloured one. It's going to be so duo with everyone in black.
Oh, well, can I? Should I get white? But no, I can't keep things white for very long.
Good point, well made.
Are you going to try this on now? Are we going to have to look at this?
No,
okay, fine.
I'd like to try on a pair of chaps.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try the chaps.
All right.
They might be a bit more forgiving than the wrestling singlet. Like, just quietly.
Do you think we should advise them maybe trying to move now?
Nothing.
I am going to hear this back.
It's got like the whole, the tape measure and everything going on.
This is your Barry, your Mr. Humphreys moment. Where does
it is.
Woo, inside seam.
Oh, and it's actually happening.
Oh, inside leg.
Ooh. Wow, last time I had a man's hand, there was about half an hour ago.
On the train. I'm thinking I might go for the leather apron big pig look from 1987. Oh, there's a lot of nice boots as well. I quite like the look of a boot.
It's an extraordinary variety of underwear, isn't there?
Yeah.
You can really...
I could shop here for dough.
Cup your junk or not. In any sort of configuration.
Right, so how's Scott going? How are you going there with your chaps?
Well, it's going quite well. They're actually being fitted now. So you get good service here.
You do.
He is a little handsy, but you get good service.
Well, he didn't realise you were quite so fat from the outside.
They say black is slimming. That's why I went for the chaps.
So you're going the whole hog. You're going the whole $600 chap.
Wow, yes.
Best thing you ever buy.
Really?
Really?
How do you... Oh, God. What are the washing instructions? How do you care for your leather?
Your leather.
Dry clean?
No, you can get it dry clean at special dry cleaners.
Well, very special dry cleaners.
Black gouge.
Black gouge.
Just a bit of leather... Like repair every few months, just wipe it off with a soft t-shirt.
But when you come home from your...
Keep the stains on.
Oh, what? You've got to keep the stains on.
Oh, is it like a wok? It cures over time.
You've got to season it.
Oh, look at that. I love this now. You're so cute.
I'm chubby.
Little fat belly.
Spin around.
Oh, I'm used to this.
Oh, they're arseless chaps.
Well, all chaps are arseless.
No, I thought they were just leather pants.
No.
I didn't realise that it came with, you know...
With an easy access.
With an escape chute.
So...
It's not so much an escape chute, it's to let stuff in.
It's more of a spider's web.
So, obviously, this is not something you can pop on your own.
You can.
Oh, you'd probably... Yeah, I imagine you'd be quite practised at it.
Well, how many... But you'd need a friend around for, like, the first five or six goes.
Well, yes, possible. That might be the fun part. I just realised it's... Like, with me, though, the open back isn't so much an escape chute, it's a crawl space.
Yes, I'm expecting Anne Frank to come out of there any minute.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, your dick is on full display.
But also, like, his ass, it lifts his ass.
Look at
yeah, yeah. It's like
this is a magic.
It's like a wonder ass.
Well, I need to see.
Go and have a look.
Go and have a look at yourself in the mirror. Oh my god, the dick is too much.
Look, he's recording himself for future future reference.
Okay, I'm gonna look in the mirror.
Go and have a look in the mirror. Yeah, it's got it lifts tones and shapes. Whatever.
Jesus, that is pretty out there. And oh yeah, I can see the. I could get used to this. It's amazing. It kind of pulls in weird directions.
Look what it's doing to your penis.
I know. It's I think that's the point, isn't it?
He's a shower, not a grower.
He's a shower. No. Yes, he's quite a shower. I've seen it. I went to Club 80 on the wrong night.
Oh, those barrels.
I forgot it was Scott Brennan cock out night.
I have to put that away.
I was pretending I was in Cats.
What about you, Adam? What are you gonna?
Well, I think I should try on a harness.
A harness?
Do you have any harness? Is it what's the
harness?
Harness.
Yeah.
Would you have one that went around?
Let's have a look and see.
I'm quite gigantic.
Let's have a bit of a measure.
All right. Here you go, Scott.
All right.
Do you want a monitor?
Sure.
Great.
Surely I will. All right. So we've got Toby in the vest. I'm in the chaps, and Adam's going for the harness.
I'm gonna try one of these because the other little thing just wasn't working. It just became a bangle.
Pointless. And how will people know what to do with me if I'm not wearing my little
indeed
instruction book?
Indeed.
What if someone comes up and just tries to, you know, bottom fist me?
Bottom
and
fist.
And I'm like, excuse
hello?
Me.
Do you not understand colour? Excuse me.
I'd be like an angry driver.
What colour fucking blue are you waiting for, mate?
Oh look, there's a pouch to put your it's for your badge when you're a police officer.
Oh.
When you're Angie Dickinson.
Oh my god.
Wow. So how does it go on?
So pop your arm through there.
Arm through there.
Oh. Oh wow.
Specs.
Oh. Oh, Adam.
Oh goodness.
Boobies.
You want to see my boobies.
Adam's boobies.
Is it cold? Is it cold on your skin,
no,
love?
I've jumped up a little.
What does it look like?
It looks great.
Should I get you my pants down?
Oh, maybe not.
What happens at the back? Oh.
I don't know.
What happens? Oh! What happens at the back stays at the back.
What's the point of the harness?
What is the point of the harness?
You like just the whole enclosure being tight around your chest.
So you could wear it under a t-shirt
and just pull it around.
Oh.
Sexualness.
Oh, so it's just to feel a little bit constrained.
Yeah,
I kind of like it.
It's kind of half harness, half wonder bra, really. It's really lifting and separating.
Separated quite a bit.
and then you can get like this number over here. You can get like a little.
You go down.
Appendix. That,
yeah. See, I like the idea of the harness because I think it's like Lego. You just buy bits to add on
it's
later.
Modular.
Yeah, it's like a modular lounge suite.
It's like a freedom lounge suite.
It's like IKEA.
Okay. Hat. I want a leather hat.
Can I have a hat too?
Toby would
might
hat.
Be a bit small, but everything's a bit small in my giant head.
You look like the most fucked up episode of Allo Allo ever.
It looks like I'm watching a Village People video clip, but my TV's broken. Something's happened to the vertical hole.
It's gone all green and weird.
Yes, please.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yes, please.
Toby.
Rakish at a rakish angle.
Oh, and I think I might need a baseball cap.
Right, you've got to see Toby.
That is, oh my god. It's a little bit leather sex, a little bit Hogan's Heroes.
I'll have a Bucks Fizz, thanks.
I love the whole time. All of this is like Batman.
G'day.
What a child molester. What a pederast.
Oh my god, I do look like a child molester.
My this is good
is
fun.
Too high. So it's already now the code black.
Awesome.
It can actually come in now.
So is this enough? Is this enough to get us in?
Yeah, no, I have that with
I'd probably need a black t-shirt. I'm guessing the bright blue t-shirt with the lettering on it.
You got your...
oh,
your pants on.
Underneath the t-shirt.
What,
the
and hat? Then just.
No, like,
oh.
Like this, and like a secret. I could walk around, I could picture you on public transport with this on.
You could go to the bank.
No one would know.
What? You got it forever.
What, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Just like herpes.
So, how much is the harness?
Harness about 220.
220? Is that all? For this bit. And then the add-ons are, you know.
Gee, that's not bad. If this is 190,
yeah.
220 for that shit.
I know, I get buckles and hearts.
225.
That's not bad at all.
That's all right.
That's not bad at all.
There
so
we
you
go.
So you could come down with $300 or $400 and get quite the...
And get yourself quite kitted out.
Arrangement. I have to admit, the origin is a low concern.
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know, I'm just trying to imagine kind of these sweatshops of, you know, small Asian children whipping up a pair of, you know,
sewing up harnesses for $2 a day. Well, go on.
So this is the sling. See, now, this looks nice and sturdy.
It does look nylon. Quite sturdy.
It's only $1,000 for the set.
Really?
That, I mean, that includes the frame and everything.
Yeah, and the kitchen roll.
Look at this.
How lucky.
Look at how thoughtful this is. It's even got little dildo holders.
Dildo holders.
When
your Crisco holder.
Oh, wow. It's really got everything. Go on, get
little
in, Adam.
Straps.
In you go.
I've got to get in.
Yeah.
With the portable studio, we may never see it again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I feel... It's rated to 150 kilos.
I've never seen someone look quite so anxious in all my point.
So there you go.
And I'm adopting what's called in the trade the Scott Brennan.
I can get my ankles higher than that.
Well, no, that's what these are for. I just can't get in there.
Look at this. This is all the like little. What the fuck
what
is that?
Why are you laying here? You don't have any heart trouble?
I do a little bit. Oh, are you going to electrocute me up the bum?
Why are you brandishing that hair straightener? Can't you see his...
Hold this.
Right.
This is tight. I'm not going to hurt you, but you've got to imagine this up your arse
right.
on your cock.
Right.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Is he going to turn into a superhero?
You tell me when you can feel it.
Oh, yes!
What does it do?
It's like licking a battery. Ah! Oh, you can't put that up your bum.
Can you feel the waves now?
Yes. Do you plug your iPod into that? Oh no.
What happens?
Is
it hard enough or a fart bit more?
That's, no. That is inappropriate in the extreme.
What does
so you imagine that up your butt or on your cock?
Do you
need us to leave you alone for a minute, Adam?
No, it is the weirdest sensation in the world.
So it's like little electric shocks.
Yeah. It's like I'm going numb.
Maybe try. I'll turn it off.
Oh, that is full on.
Right,
I've got to get out of the thing.
Is it scary?
Is it better if you're not grounded?
Oh, okay. You just tell
it me. It's okay. Really peculiar.
When it's
enough. Okay. I'm really scared.
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you do. Do you know what? It's a little bit... That's plenty. It's like pins and needles. It's like it gives you pins and needles in your hand, but then you feel it through the rest of your body. Like a little bit like, you know how when you have a snort of Amyl and then you feel the waves
after? Yeah, it is like Amyl.
I'm scared.
No, it's awesome.
No, it's quite nice. Oh. Yeah, it's good.
The needles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ow. Oh. That is a really weird sensation. So you imagine that up your butt with a butt plug, one of these butt plugs.
And it's throbbing.
Yeah, or a couple of cock bands.
Oh, what's a cock band?
As in cock, like cock rings.
But oh, you, okay. Oh, you strap it to your dick.
Not one direction.
If I put that up...
Wow.
If I put that at my ass, I would never do anything ever again. Now, what is the electric toy called?
Electric sex.
Electric sex.
About $400.
$400.
All behind you here.
Well, because I was just saying, what on earth is all this stuff?
Yeah, these are all.
I thought it's like Radio Shack all of a sudden.
And you can plug these into like a sound thing, can't you? You can have it.
This big one.
Pulsate.
This one as well.
Wow.
Then you have a remote control one. Which is a lot of fun, the bottom one there on the left-hand side.
Here.
The next one up.
With the keychain.
Oh, here. Yeah. Oh,
that's a remote control unit.
Oh.
Oh, wow. A lot of fun with that.
Yeah, happy April Fools. and they've got little paddles if you want to put on your tits or something, yeah. I suppose, yeah. I guess. Gosh.
Wow.
I know, I'm still
feeling really,
that.
It's really something.
Are we all just not looking at the catheter bucket?
We are now.
We are now.
Oh, we are now.
Catheters.
What? That is actually not a bad drag name.
Catheter bucket. Listen, is it a good idea? This is obviously like advanced level, this back room. There's a lot of crazy
it's
shit.
More heavier sort of stuff.
Is it a good idea to go straight to the back room?
No.
I imagine you could really do yourself a mischief. Slow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just start with some really cheap stuff and work up to the good quality stuff.
Right, well, you've got the cheap stuff standing right here.
Okay. Cheap stuff was Scott's nickname in high school.
Yay!
But what do you do? Do you go to Code Black and talk to people about it? Or is there like a TAFE course? Or does CAE have Electric Sex 101?
Can I get a certificate for in catheter?
You always find after like a lot of parties the next day, like, you know, you'll go home with someone and they're writing the sounding or Electric Sex. Then they'll come in that week. Oh, I was with someone Saturday night. I loved it.
Oh, like that. Right. They're hooked up with someone.
Up with someone that's into it.
Yeah, right.
They've met someone who's a gateway drug.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, I am thoroughly edumacated now.
Yeah.
Thoroughly educated.
Oh.
I feel like we've lost our innocence.
You had some?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That has been quite... I loved Man House. Man House is the best.
Excellent.
I don't want to talk to these cocksuckers, but you have to. Talk poofy
to me. Right, well, that was our special...
Wow.
Let's find out about sex episode.
Yeah.
I thought we were just going to go and try on leather, and we learned so many things.
We did. We learned... Well, I didn't realise that all that electronic stuff went so deep, as it were. There's a lot going on there. There's so much.
You know what? You kind of get it. Like when Dean Beck comes in and talks about, oh, it's a brotherhood and it's a whole way of life and all that sort of, you know, lesbian shit. Like you can sort of like see where it comes from because it is so codified. Like all the colours and are you an apron guy or a harness guy or, you know, it's like a well you can fall down very easily. You know, I can see how you would go to a party and then like, in 6 months' time, where's Toby? You haven't seen him. And he's locked in a dungeon in his sling with some battery jammed up his arm with some huge dong-sized anal extender, you know.
Because it would be... Like, do you think that gay thing of, you know, I've got to collect the whole set?
Your
phone ring is the gayest thing.
My phone ring is the Poofcast. It is my phone ring. Is Talk Poofy to me? Thank you, Wally Gunn.
Oh dear. Well, there. Speaking of, let's just play the whole thing, and we'll leave this on this.
Massive dildo.
That's ambitious.
I'm just scared that it doesn't have anything to stop it at the bottom. Like that could just...
Gotta be careful.
I think...
Gotta be careful.
You know what would stop it at the bottom?
What?
Like the fact that you tore in half. Talk poofy to me.